So today I'm going on a rant. I am going to bring you guys a new, fresh sort of episode. Today I want to talk about how I feel about our wonderful president, President Trump. Obviously, you guys know I am a conservative by the title of this podcast, but I just want to go in a little bit deeper and let you guys know why I support our president and support 45. So first to get started, I want you guys to know that I am a Trump supporter. However, I'm not a cult Trump supporter. I don't believe that everything he says is good. I don't think that he, you know, does everything right. But for the most part, for about 90%, he is who I want in office. So I'm going to go through why I support President Trump. First thing, I am a supporter. And I'm so much of a supporter that I have the only Trump-driven group, meetup group in all of DFW. Now, I know that there are Republican groups, there are conservative groups out there, but I am the only Trump-forward group in DFW. We are the largest group in DFW because we're the only, and we have about 200 members. In addition to that, we've been running for about 4 months, so I'm super excited to say that we're going strong. I am the organizer of that group. It is called the Conservative Sip, so if you are in the DFW area, make sure to come check us out. We try to put about 2 events a month on the calendar. I've just expanded my leadership team, so I have more than just myself scheduling meetups. I have people all around DFW working together in order to bring conservatives and Trump supporters alike together. So make sure you support me if you're in the DFW area. I would love to meet you guys and love to have you guys out. So now, getting into why I love Donald Trump. First thing, which is very important for any leader, I believe, is that Trump is a supreme alpha male. Trump says what he means and means what he says. I haven't heard Trump apologize ever. And I don't think that's a bad thing. And I could be misspeaking here. He probably has. I'm not sure. But I haven't heard it. And even if he did, that's totally fine. But he is a president that means what he says. He absolutely goes out and he says things that aren't too politically correct. But who cares? He really believes that he is going to stand by what he says. And if that doesn't scream alpha male, if that doesn't scream a leader, I don't know what does. The last thing that I would like for my president, the leader of the free world, to do is to always have his head down, is to always be apologizing, always being just so subservient to other countries that we are looked upon as weak. And when Trump came into office, it shook a lot of feathers because he is the complete antithesis to President Obama. And I absolutely appreciate that. He is the first sitting president of all time to step foot into North Korea. He didn't do that to make the country worse. He did that to make the country better. He did that because he believes that with his demeanor, with his leadership, with his skills, he is able to walk into a country where almost 3 years ago, we felt like we were on the brink of war with. This president is absolutely amazing. And I super appreciate him for that because he's showing that you can be strong, you can be definitive in how you feel, and you can get things done. And that's the type of president that we need in 2019 and in 2020. The next reason why I love Trump is because right now we're experiencing the lowest unemployment rate across the country. We have the lowest unemployment rate in all of the country. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and fake like this hasn't been a trend since probably the last couple years of Obama. So it's been falling at a precipitous state. It has been falling. But here's just a fact. It's the lowest it's been in a long time. Black unemployment is the lowest that it's been ever in this country. That's just a fact. Those are facts that I like. I like that. That is awesome. That is something that should be celebrated. But it's not because it's President Trump. Moving on, the next reason why I absolutely love Donald Trump is because right now we are experiencing a major boom in our economy. Jobs are coming back to America. They're not being, what is the word? Oh my goodness, I always get stuck on this word. They're not being outsourced as bad as they were in the Obama years. And I think that says a lot. People are not scared to come to this country to open businesses. People are given incentives to open businesses because taxes are lower. I don't know where this whole idea that taxing businesses is the answer. What happens when you tax a business or tax a corporation or anybody that gives any sort of employment or service is that they don't feel the need to be in that place doing business. If I ran a billion-dollar company and if I'm in a state to where they heavily tax me, I'm not going to want to stay in that state. Why am I going to be heavily taxed when I don't have to be? All that money going towards taxes can go towards something else, right? It can go to my overhead with my human capital. It can go somewhere else, expanding my product. It's not going to go to taxes. Why would you open a company where you know off the rip you're going to have to pay 30% taxes? It's something wrong with that. I think it's wrong because it's going to restrain the job flow in this country. And Trump has reversed that. He gave an amazing tax cut. And he absolutely enriched my life. People always ask me, what has Trump done for you? Well, he's enriched my life because under Obama, which I did not have Obamacare, I would have been penalized. And I say would have been because I was exempt. Because I was working a very, very low wage job at the time. But I would have been penalized for not having health insurance. Trump has taken that away. The administration has taken that away. If any oppression still exists in this country, it's from our government. And I want people to know that. But Trump is doing whatever he can to, you know, refute that. And that's absolutely amazing to me. Another reason why I support Trump is because he supports my ideas. I am a conservative through and through. I didn't know I was conservative until late last year. And the funny thing is, I've had the same values my whole life. From birth until 27 years old, I've had the values of being a conservative, being very risk adverse, being very anti-government, basically. I enjoy having less government, less regulation, less taxes. These are things that I felt were economically conservative, and I've always been that way. I didn't link the two about being a conservative in value to how I needed to vote. I never linked it because in our family, we didn't really talk about politics. It was something that, oh, politics just sucks. Right? I felt like it was a bubble too big for me to burst. So I never translated being a conservative into how I voted. So that's my story. But I've always been a conservative, and I feel like Trump truly identifies with what I believe in. The thing that I feel is most, the most amazing thing about Trump is that he truly believes in America first, and he believes in our Constitution. The thing about a conservative is a conservative believes that we have God-given rights. We have rights that God has given us that nobody can take away. The Constitution is there to back up those rights. So the Constitution doesn't give us rights. God gives us rights, but the Constitution protects it. That's what a conservative truly believes. And I think Trump believes that. I think he fights every single day to keep our constitutional rights afloat and to make sure that we get to enjoy those rights by any means possible. I know you guys have been seeing lately that a lot of conservatives have been physically attacked because they wear a MAGA hat or they wear some sort of memorabilia from Turning Point USA or they just wear red. And they just have a Trump hat, whatever the case is, they get physically attacked. And that's something that Trump is heavily against. He signed an executive order to demand that these public universities have tolerance of free speech because a lot of conservatives have been getting assaulted and no one wants to say anything about it. No one wants to disavow the violence that has happened to people and to students who are paying to go to school to elevate their ideas and to basically go to a think tank to come out as better citizens and be more productive and more tolerant, that they're paying to be bullied and beaten. This is something that is not good. So Trump has become one of those presidents in my eyes that is fighting for the true value of what it means to be an American. I think that's awesome. There's nothing wrong with our president supporting America. There's nothing wrong with that. Another reason why I support Trump is because of what he's doing at our southern border. I live in Texas. I know exactly how this will affect me. Border security is absolutely imperative when it comes to keeping Americans safe. For those who say, oh, there's no crisis at the border, Trump's making everything up. In May, and this is on the Department of Homeland Security's website. I just looked this up. I just posted it. In May, they ended up bringing in over 1,000 illegal immigrants at the border at one time. I believe the number was like 1,300 illegal immigrants at the time. At one time. There's no crisis at the border. There are people dying on their way to this border, right? There are people that are literally dying at this border, trying to get there. We have to address this. We have to address this for both people on both sides, for Americans and for the people coming to our border. They're dying. There's no way around it. There were unaccompanied children there. This is a problem. This is not anything that we should ignore. We've ignored it long enough. And when Trump says, I want to create a border, it's not to keep people out. It's to atrociously stop the influx of illegal immigrants to provide protection for both sides of the fence. We have to remember, immigrants can still come to this country. You just have to go through the legal ports of entry. That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. And in this report from the Department of Homeland Security, it stated that most of the people were not even from Mexico. They were from Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, all of these countries. They literally go through Mexico to get to us. We are dealing with a huge problem, and it's something that needs to be addressed. And Trump is addressing it. But what does mainstream media do? Like it does always, it flips, it does what I like to call a turnabout. Like it'll take something and literally just twist it the other way and then call it, you know, non-biased news, which is total bullshit because they literally just take something and they run with it without even verifying facts. Just like this, this congresswoman out of Georgia, Erica, I forget her last name. She literally said, tried to do a Jussie Smollett, basically. She literally said, well, this white man told me to go back to where I came from, go back to my country. Basically, 2 days, if that, after Trump said, if you don't like it here, you can go back to your country. She was basically trying to say Trump incited this sort of rhetoric and this hate speech. And mainstream media ran with it. Instead of stopping to verify the facts and wait until the facts came out, guess what they did? They did the same thing they did with Jussie Smollett, and it came out that it was all a bunch of crap. So now you have to backpedal and backtrack. But the sad thing about it is the people who digest this mainstream media won't lose their faith in it. They'll just keep on reading. It's so sad. It's like people don't care about facts anymore. They just love headlines. They love headlines. I don't think it's fair that people have to sit up and be lied to all day long. But if you get a population of people who don't care enough, you can do what the hell you want. But then you get someone like me who is so into facts. I really like knowing what the hell I'm talking about. I like to cite things. I like to point you in the direction where I got my data. I like to do all of these things. For someone like me, oh, I'm just going against the grain so hard that I get called a coon. I get called a racist. I get called a bootlicker. I get called so many things because I want to say, hey, Trump didn't incite violence. Trump didn't say a racist remark. Trump didn't do this. But all day long, the banter against Trump, I just take it. Because you want to know why? I know it's all a lie. You only have to defend yourself when you are lying. That's how I truly feel. 9 times out of 10, when I get into an argument about Trump, it's because someone has approached me. I'll post a fact. I'll post a quote. I'll post saying, hey, I like Trump. Trump did well today. And someone will come at me. I defend myself in that manner. But when you are constantly having to sit up and just defend why you feel a certain type of way off of emotion, oh, no. You have no argument. But anyway, those are the reasons why I like Trump. Trump is my favorite president so far. Of course, everything that he does, I don't agree with. And I'll actually do a podcast on the things that I don't agree with Trump. So you guys will know I'm being very fair, okay? And I'm being unbiased, okay? But for the most part, I love Trump. And I think I'm going to leave the podcast on this note here. I did a lot of rambling, 17 minutes of just rambling, which I have no problem with doing. You guys are absolutely amazing. This podcast is taking off. Most of my listeners are on Spotify, and then now they're just now rolling into Apple Podcasts, which I absolutely thank you guys for listening. I am going to make sure that I try to upload at least once a week. Very busy, but I'll make it happen. If you don't mind, if you guys can please follow the Conservative Sip on Twitter. At Conservative Sip on Twitter. I'm going to get my Facebook page up, so don't even worry about that. YouTube is going up shortly. And I mean, just follow, just make sure that you support. Once again, I thank you guys so much for listening. For all my Trump supporters out there, you stay strong, you stay vigilant, and you still just be empathetic towards the people who hate Trump off of lies. Because they just don't know. And you don't need to push them to try to see your point of view. Just say, hey, this is my opinion. You know, you can go ahead and do the research on this, but this is my opinion. This is how I feel about the greatest president ever. We got to get Trump into office in 2020, guys. Let's do what we can. And let's just rejoice. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of The Conservative Sip. I thank you so much. Thank you so much to my Spotify listeners. Spotify is the number one platform for my podcast. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much to the Apple Podcast listeners and the Anchor listeners that come through as well. Thank you guys so much. So to end this episode off, I want to come to you guys with a new wine that I've tried this week that I absolutely love. So today I went to Fairings Restaurant in the beloved Ritz-Carlton in Dallas, and I had a medium rare lamb. Now with this lamb, I did ask the sommelier which wine would pair perfectly with that, and tonight I had the 2015 Shield Estate Shiraz or Syrah. This wine paired perfectly with the gamey, medium rare texture of the lamb. It was very peppery, very robust and cherry-like, and it really complemented that very rare and gamey meat. If you're eating duck, if you're eating lamb, if you're eating bison, anything of that nature, a very peppery Shiraz or Syrah will go very perfect with this. And I really appreciate the people over at Fairings for helping me out with picking this wine. I thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Our podcast is growing. I'm not where I want to be, but I have to start somewhere. And it's up to you guys to help me out, to keep me pushing, keep me going. And even if you don't, I'm still going to do this because I enjoy it. So thank you so much for listening to The Conservative Sip. I'll see you guys next week. Take care.